For Dramatic Society presents Mabel's Day Off, a radio play in one act.
Aye, so I says to the boy in the brew, of course you can. But he says, Mrs. Brocklebank, we cannot reclassify you as a widow. Your husband's not dead yet. So I says, well, he's not moved from in front of the telly for 3 days. How much more dead do you want him? Aye, Mabel, you dinna ken what it's like living with a lazy, good-for-nothing slob. I'll tell you, if only I'd thought to get him insured out. I'd well, you know what he said the other day as well? He said, you're not exactly Miss World, are you? Cheek, you're awful lucky with your man. I dream of having a man like yours, being happy and that. This your stop then, is it, Mabel? Well, cheerio then. See you later. Aye, awfully nice that, Mabel. You've no idea the time she gives up for others. Looks after her man really well. Oh aye, he's no complaints on that score. No like mine. And he needs looking after. Well, cheerio then, Mabel. She's always got time to listen to your little moans and that. And then there's the old folks down the road from her. Never a day goes by which she's giving somebody shopping or minding a biddy's cart or cleaning some old boy's clutchy for him. Mind you, it's not the sort of thing I do, necessarily though it may be. I have my own personal standards, and I must say that doing someone else's cleaning for them, well, it's not really my cup of tea. In fact, doing any cleaning's not really my cup of tea.
Mabel. Morning, Mabel. Fish today. Got a lovely bit of trout. Fresh. Fresh. I had to give one a belting because it was nibbling the watercress. That's how fresh. Oh, tell you what you'd like. I've got Dublin Bay prawns in. You know, same as Whitley Bay prawns, only these were on their holidays when they were caught. It can't tempt you, no? The same with the wife. She's gone right off fish. What can you do? I mean, here's a fishmonger, and I've got a wife that says, oh, I think I'll just have an apple, will I? It was good of you to bring home that salmon, but an apple will do me. What do you think I should do, Mabel, eh? Or you're in a hurry? Sorry. Well, there's always tomorrow, eh? I'll see you later. Bye now. Now, there's a woman that knows her fish. And I'll tell you, and I don't care who knows it, often she's in here buying a bitty sole for the biddy next door's cat or a crab for some old boy that can't afford it. You know it's not for her. It's an awfully big heart that woman's got. She's always got time for a few words of advice if you've got a problem.
Bunch of flowers, Mabel. Brighten your day up. If you can't wait for your man to buy you them, buy them yourself. That's what I always say. But I don't think that you have that problem. Not with a man like yours. A bunch of flowers in your house must be quite a regular occurrence. I suppose the novelty must wear off if you always them. I wouldn't thank him for them. Well, working with them all day, you get so you can't stand the sight of them. But if it's only trade, do you know? Well, even if you are plagued with you don't know of any little remedies that would stop me sneezing, do you? No? Oh well. That you then, Mabel. See you. Oh, aye. She often buys a posy for this one or that one, or a few roses for that one. Then there's a church. That's one's. Oh, yes. Where she gets the energy to keep going, I don't know. It must be hard to keep smiling when you've got all that on your plate. Not that people take a loan of her. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I think she thrives on it, even. Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you? She's always got time to listen, and I admire that, now.
This your stop, Mabel?
Lovely bit of
just
trout. Lovely bit of sole.
Think you should
leave it.
Gaffies
are nice
in
time of year.
But she just wants fish. Why not, Mabel?
Church.
Gardenias!
That's my
mum. That's all,
now
Mabel.
You're talking.
Can you stop, Mabel?
Stop! Stop! I wish you'd stop it, all of you. I'm fed up with listening to your problems. Every day. Every day. Not a moment's peace from any of you. Asking if I'll do things or advice on how to live your lives. Why me? Why me? I'm sorry, but I need a day off. I need a break. All right. So, I'm having the day off. Once, just once, I'm not going to bother about anyone else, just me. A day all to myself. Today, I'm having a day off.
Mabel, Mabel, are you all right, Mabel?
Oh, Jimmy, I don't know what came over me there. I felt really strange for a minute. Really strange. Oh, dear. I'm all right now, though.
You sure? Here, give me your bag. You'll go into my dad's shop and you can have a seat.
I'm all right, really.
Come on. We'll get run over if we stand here.
All right. I'm going to your dad's shop anyway, so you can carry my bag. Here, should you not be at school?
Nah, I'm off today.
I hope you're not skipping school. You shouldn't do that.
I'm going into my dad's butcher shop when I'm 16. Anyway, so it's a bit of, like, on-the-job training.
So they know at the school, then?
Well, not really. It's double French today. Nobody goes to double French. And it's not as though there'll be a lot of coal for it in the butcher shop.
So you're having a day off?
Yep, a day off.
I'm having the day off as well. That's what I was thinking about in the middle of the road.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Read a book, maybe?
Read a book? There must be something more exciting than that.
What would you do?
When?
On a day off. Off from the school. If you could do anything.
Anything?
Anything.
And not getting telling off?
Anything you want.
Well... I'd climb Everest.
Nah, you'd need weeks to do that.
You said anything, so I would. I'd fly a jet, a tornado, and, I'd fight a bull in a bull ring. Hey, Taro, Taro!
That's cruel.
Not for a butcher's boy, it's not.
What else?
Play for United, naturally. Score a goal. Go down in a submarine. Drive a racing car. And I'd marry our dinner lady.
What? Marry the dinner lady?
You should see her, Mabel. She's a real cracker. She always gives me double helpings, whether I want them or not. She's brilliant.
What else?
Nothing else, really. But you know what would be really good? Nah, it's not the same.
Oh, tell me. Anything you want.
Well, to be able to stop my dad moaning about how people never buy his steak pies. He goes on and on about it. They didn't buy the... 'cause they say they're too expensive. But they're the best in town. And I'd be cutting my own throat to make them any cheaper. He's always saying it. That would be good. Stop him moaning. Make everyone come into the butchers and be able to afford good steak pies. Huh? Some hope. Nah.
You never know, Jimmy.
Morning, Mabel. What's this, Jimmy? I hope you're not skipping off the school just to come and pester us here.
Teacher strike, Dad.
Funny, I never heard anything about it. Did you hear about this, Mabel?
Well, it was bound to happen, sooner or later.
Thanks, Mabel.
Huh. How do they expect kids to learn these days? I don't know. And I'll tell you, Jimmy, if you don't stick in at school, and I'm sure you'll back me up on this, Mabel, you'll not be able to get a good job. And then you'll not be able to
afford your steak pies.
Exactly. But since you're here, you might as well make yourself useful. Away and help Jimmy with the mincing. Now, Mabel, what can I do for you today?
Here, missus.
Yes?
Buy's a cup of tea, eh?
I told you, go away. I'll get a policeman.
Huh? And everybody said you were a charitable woman, Mabel.
Some days I am. Unfortunately, not today.
Ah, go on, Mabel. We'll go to Littlewoods. It is your day off.
How do you know my name? How do you know I'm having a day off? Here, let go of my sleeve.
I know everything.
Well, you'll know I'm going to scream if you don't let go of my sleeve.
The woman on the bus that's man's not dead. The fishmonger whose wife won't eat fish. The florist that sneezes. The wee boy that's going to work in his daddy's butchers. I know it all. That wee laddie saved your life, Mabel, when you were in the middle of the street. That bus, it would have got you any moment then. It would have got you. Even me hearing your cry for help wouldn't have saved your life there. It would have been too late.
What cry for help?
You know. You do, don't you? When you wished for a day off. I heard you. So I thought to myself, there's a woman that needs the services of someone like me.
And who might you be?
I am the last.
The last what?
The last official wish granter in existence.
The what?
The last official wish granter in existence.
Well, just for that, I suppose you deserve a cup of tea.
I'll give you a wish. I will. Honest.
There you go. It was a jammy donut, wasn't it?
You are a charitable lady after all, Mabel.
Think nothing of it.
Well, down to business.
Business?
Your wish.
Listen, you've got your cup of tea and your donut. I got a laugh, so let's stop all this wish nonsense.
It's not nonsense. Why doesn't anyone believe me? I'll bet the genie in the lamp never had this much bother.
See? That's why nobody believes you. The genie in the lamp. Wishes are the stuff of fairy stories. They're made up. In real life, people don't get wishes. So nobody's going to listen to you. That coupled with the fact you look as though you've spent the night sleeping in a bin. Look at your clothes. What a mess. And you could do with a shave. And another thing. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you smell. How can you expect people to take an officious...
Official. The last official...
wish granter. Seriously, if he looks like a tramp.
Appearances can be deceptive, Mabel.
No, I think in this instance appearances are perfectly accurate.
In that case, you didn't bring any sugar.
Oh, right, sorry. There's some on this table over here. There you go. Where's he gone? Now where's he gone? And who are you?
Where's who gone, Mabel?
The scruffy boy. The wish granter. Here. Wait a minute.
Appearances, Mabel, can be deceptive. Is this not any better?
But how? The suit? You couldn't. Shaved. I only turned away for a second. You can't be that different.
Only outwardly, Mabel. I'm still the last official wish.
Granter. Oh, come on. I'm getting out of here.
But what about your wish?
Forget it.
But why? You're frightened. You weren't frightened when I looked like a down and out. Now that I look perfectly respectable, you still won't accept my offer. I find you people so difficult to understand.
You can't just change like that. Not in front of everybody. Not in front of everyday honest-to-goodness folk and expect them just to accept it. What will all the people sitting round think?
You really think any of them noticed?
They must have. Must have.
Look round, Mabel. Not one of them noticed. They're all obsessed with their own lives. They're not concerned about anyone else. No one is these days. That's what's wrong. But you're different. You are concerned for other people. Very laudable, Mabel. That's why when I heard your cry for help, they told me to come and see you.
They? They? Thought you said you were the last.
Told me to come and see you and give you a wish.
All right then, if it'll make you happy. But promise not to do any of this changing from one person to another, eh? Or at least not without some warning. Okay. So, how many wishes do I get?
Oh, just the one.
I'll need more than that.
Oh, two then.
It's usually three, in all the books.
Okay, okay, three, but that's a final offer. Now.
So, can I wish for anything?
Well, there is a book of guidelines, more common sense than anything else, issued to steer the unwary wish-taker away from more problematic wishes. I have a copy here somewhere if you would like to browse through it.
Just give me the gist of it.
Oh, all right. But I think it would be better if you had a wee read of it. No? Well, for example, everything you touch to turn to gold. Oh, not a good one, Mabel.
My das. He was in my primary four reading book.
The very king. Lots of obvious problems with that one. And we don't allow any of the wishes to be used to facilitate another three wishes. That would drag on, and I don't get paid for overtime. Nor do we appreciate the rather hackneyed, all my wishes to come true. I was caught out with that one quite badly once. Andrew Lloyd Webber ring a bell? Had an awful job putting the brakes on him. So since then there's an enforced 5-minute time limit on the direct consequences of any wish. That's not to say, if used cleverly, the indirect consequences could be everlasting. So, as you see, Mabel...
It's all a bit complicated for something as simple as getting a wish.
Simple? Simple? They're a precious commodity, Mabel. Not doled out willy-nilly.
But, it would be all right to say, I wish to be Miss World?
Take your time deciding and think before you speak. That was the other instruction. Oh, too late now.
And our next contestant in this year's Miss World contest is the Miss Agnes Brocklebank. Agnes is 45, and tonight she's wearing a natty little number which she ran up herself from the lobby curtains. Well, here goes.
Here, wait a minute. That's the fishmonger. What's he doing comparing Miss World? And that's that soppy dearie off the bus. What's going on?
Oh, Mabel, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, listen, tell me, is my headdress straight? Oh, what about my dress at the back? I'm all held together with safety pins. Do you like my dress? Tell the truth now. You know, I sewed all these sequins on myself. You should have seen it. The blood was everywhere. And I've got a bouquet in this bag. I'm leaving it to the very last moment to take it out so that it stays fresh. Would you like to see it? It's my mother's idea to catch the judge's eye. Oh, it will as well. Oh, just have a peek. Look, look. Oh, I'm on next, haven't I? Oh, quick, pin it on. Oh, no.
Sturgeon hands. A good choice. A big hand for competitor number two, ladies and gentlemen. Agnes Brocklebank. A competitor number three, ladies and gentlemen, is our local florist. Yes, I can hear her. Well, tell her to take the bloody flower off then. Contestant number four, then, ladies and gentlemen, is your friend and mine, Mabel. Mabel is looking well-rounded, shall we say. Yes, rounded. Tonight she's wearing a lovely, more practical dress, a sensible shoes, and, yes, I do believe it's a ring, mate. Now, Mabel, we know you win the contest, but you'd better say a few words. It's something about animals or donkey sanctuaries, eh? Some banality.
What do you mean? We know you're going to win.
Well, it is your wish. What's the point of having a wish and not being the most important person in it? We're just here to make up the numbers after all. Now, it says here that your main interests are listening to other people's problems and taking care of old Billy's cats. Is that correct?
Not so much an interest, more a way of life. Come on, I'm not sure if this is me definitely winning. Sounds like a carve-up to me.
No, it's definitely a carve-up, mate. But it's what you wanted. Anyway, before you go and prepare yourself for the orb and the crown, could you explain about this reverse order to me? It's not often a fisherman has to do this in front of millions of people. I seem to get confused somewhere between third and first.
It was the woman from on the bus that won, wasn't it? Agnes.
It was that, Mabel. That's because you changed your wish halfway through, and that's no play in the game.
I had to. I didn't expect my wish to be full of people I knew.
Ah, I worked a small budget, Mabel.
It wasn't what I expected.
Is anything, ever?
I was just me. I wanted to change. Not win a Miss World competition looking like this. But I'm glad she won.
Ach, I know you are, Mabel. Now, how about another wish? One of the popular ones is the desert island paradise.
Okay, I'll go for that. I wish with the man of my dreams.
Oh, big mistake, Mabel. The man of your dreams. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, would you look at this? Brilliant! This is more like the thing. At last I'm away from all those other...
Mabel! Mabel, over here!
Oh no, you again.
Do you want a lei?
A what?
A lei. A garland of flowers. They're all the rage out here. I'm making a fortune. Everyone wears them. And the scent, have a sniff of that. Go on.
Very nice.
Put it on then. Perfect. And did you notice? Did you not notice anything? No sneezing. No hay fever. Watch this. A bird of paradise flower right up a nostril. Big sniff. And not a twitch. It must be the climate. I've been here for, that must be 3 minutes now, waiting for you, and I haven't so much as reached for a Kleenex. Great, isn't it? Oh, really great.
Yes, super.
Swordfish, get your swordfish fingers here. You see, this is the trouble, Mabel. As I always say, woman cannot live by coconuts alone. But does she listen? Does she?
No.
Exactly. This island's shores are a veritable MacLeish's shop window of abundant tropical marine life, ripe for the harvesting. But the wife still says to me, "Oh, but I think I'll just have a bitty coconut." So what have I got to do? Set up a stall under this big tree and wait. How am I meant to know when one of these is ripe enough to...
Ow!
Eat.
I think you might find that that one's ripe.
Oh, that's a bump coming up. Oh, here. Who's that running along the beach with his shirt off and those ludicrous Bermuda shorts?
Oh, that'll be the man of somebody's dreams. You get a lot of that around here.
What? The man of somebody's dreams? That'll be for me.
Probably. You did say something about the man of your dreams, didn't you?
Aye. Do you think I should run towards him?
Oh, well, I would.
Would you?
Well, if it were the woman of somebody's dreams. like her over there. See her? I know she don't look like much now, but she was once Miss World, you know.
Do you think I should? Run into his arms?
I would. He seems to be slowing up a bit, eh?
Yeah, he looks pretty shagged.
Aye, a bit on the podgy side for a man of anybody's dreams. Go on, run for him.
Mabel!
The man of my dreams.
Mabel!
Man of my dreams.
Mabel!
Man of my... Here, wait a minute. You're not the man of my dreams. You're my husband. Oh, come on, he's my... husband. He was my husband.
He was. He is the man of your dreams, Mabel.
But it wasn't very exciting, was it?
If you'd said you'd wanted the man of someone else's dreams, that would have been very different. But you didn't.
This isn't turning out quite the way I had expected.
Did I not warn you that people's wishes are open to my interpretation?
Well, actually, no, you didn't. But I feel I deserved them not to be good. It's because I've been selfish, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I have. Everything I wished for was for me.
But, like I said, it's all a case of interpretation. I got to interpret your wishes. So the florist and the fishmonger have had a good time. Okay, he got hit in the head with a coconut. But the bump will go down and his wife will realise that if it's a choice between coconuts all day every day and fish, then she might just like a bitty lemon sole for her tea tonight. The florist's hay fever got better. That was good. And the woman on the bus? Well, next time her man says, "You're no Miss World, are you?" she'll be able to say, "Aye, well, that's where you're wrong, smartass. I was once." It's that easy. Oh, and I know what your last wish is going to be too, Mabel.
How?
Well, you forget. I know everything, Mabel.
You're clear for takeoff on runway 4, Jimmy. Take her up nice and easy. Good luck. Out.
Excuse me, I wonder, any chance of you taking a snap of the two of us up here? Would that be a possibility?
Sure, Edmund, is it Sir Edmund? Some view, huh?
Top of one mountain's more or less the same as the top of another mountain, I would say, but at least if you could get a picture of Tensing and I up here together, it'll dispel any future speculation as to who got to the top first, don't you think?
Good idea. Gives your box brownie here, then... Oh, wow! Oh, would you look at the size of that thing! Think of all the steak pies in that! Oh! Oh my God, Mommy, I want to be a vegan! Oh!
Do you, Mrs. Dinner Wifey, take little Jimmy here to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do! Oh, I do!
And do you, little Jimmy, take...
Here. Wait a minute. I'm not sure about this.
And that through ball has found Jimmy in the clear. Now, what's he going to do? Take the one himself, which we know he's quite capable of. Oh, he's tried a shot. And it's a goal. A marvellous goal. What everybody least expected him to do. Except for me. A wonderful, marvellous goal. A goal that means the European Cup will be displayed for yet another year in Wallace's pie shop window. And was that a glimpse of a smile I saw play around Jim McLean's mouth? Well, maybe not.
Jimmy! Jimmy! Are you daydreaming again? I don't know. Bring some more of those steak pies through. They're going like hotcakes today, Jimmy. At last! And serve the lady there. Yes, sir. Steak pie. Steak pie. 10! 10 suddenly, sir.
Bonjour, madame. Comment ça va?
Oh, très bien, merci, ma petite. As-tu un steak pie de votre père, s'il te plaît?
Mais oui. Magic Mabel, you're the tops. A magic day off.
That was Mabel's Day Off, performed and presented by the members of Forfar Dramatic Society.